Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's start with the Yankees, because they were in Cincinnati. The Reds, not a bad team. And, of course, the place was packed to see Aaron Judge, who did give them what they wanted with a home run early. But the night belonged to the Reds superstar.
1-2 pitch. Swing on and hit to right field. Hit well. Going back, Judge. He's on the track and gone.
Hey, now.
Six rows deep, Ellie De La Cruz having a night. His third RBI this evening. That's his 18th home run. Takes his RBI total to 55.
And that was Dave Sims with the call here on The Fan. He did have himself a night. He also singled, he tripled, he went 3 for 3, he drove in 3 runs, and the Reds beat the Yankees 6-1 in the series opener. Now, not as bad as the Mets, but the Yankees are scuffling too, as they have dropped 8 of 11 with this loss last night. Now, Judge homered early, but that was a solo home run. For the night, the Yankees were 0 for 12 with RISP, runners in scoring position. This was Judge.
Yeah, I had a couple opportunities with guys on base and, you know, pop one up, fly out there. I got to get the job done, but I think it's just going back to guys having intent, going up there with the plan and trying to execute.
And they did not execute when they needed last night. Gavin Lux also homered for Cincinnati. Alan Winans was the guy who made the start for the Yankees. Yankee debut didn't go so great. He said maybe first time around okay, but when you see the order the second time, that's when you got hurt.
Yeah, you know, I think I pounded the strike zone and was able to attack these guys. I feel like we had a really good plan in place before the game. And the first 3 innings were pretty smooth. I feel like I was getting some early contact and pitches were working how I wanted them to. But a couple hit-by-pitches and a couple middle fastballs, kind of would like those back a little bit.
Here's a quote that I read last night from Winans, where he goes, "I feel like there's another gear I could hit. Probably." he doesn't have a ton of confidence, but probably another gear in here somewhere.
Well, he's going to need it if he's going to get another start. The Yankees now 45-33 with the loss. They will send out Carlos Rodon tonight as the series does continue. As for that Met game that you guys were discussing, and I thought during the warm-up show, Al put it perfectly. So you've got Juan Soto makes the great catch. Juan Soto hits really hit it hard. The two-run homer that brought life back into the building. The Mets were down 3-0. Now it's 3-2. Unfortunately for Juan Soto, this is the at-bat, though, people probably walked out remembering most from last night.
So now that fastball's in the mind of Soto. 3-2. Nimmo ready to run. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. Got him with a slider, and that retires the side.
Yeah, had two guys on. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose. Radio.
Yes, two guys on, two out. They bring in the reliever Dylan Lee, retires Soto, strikes him out, and the Mets they go down feebly in the ninth inning. They lose to the Braves. Again, 3-2 was the final score. You had Ronald Acuna Jr. hit the home run and dancing around the bases. We know Michael Harris and Sean Murphy driving runs. Here's Carlos Mendoza. This lineup is not doing much of anything these days. What is up?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, especially when you're chasing a lot. And it feels like during this stretch, we're getting down early in games, and then the at-bats are pretty much completely different.
Yeah, aside from in Philadelphia where they hit a million home runs that one night. Here was Soto just talking about the offense being in a funk.
It just happens, you know. The season is going to be up and down, so, and, you know, things happen. I think these guys are trying their best to come through. And, as a team, we all trying to come through in big situations and try to put some runs for the bullpen the starter, but it ain't happening right now.
You know what sucks is the fact that it's not like the Braves went on some run in, you know, against the Marlins. It lost 2 out of 3 from the Marlins, and then show up at Citi Field, and then right off the bat are beating the Mets again. And Blackburn, I know it was 3-2, and the focus is on the offense, but I really believe Blackburn's struggles early on in this game set the tone. And when you're in this losing streak, and then all of a sudden you're down 3-0. I mean, it's that mentality again of we're going to lose this game, and he was laboring. It was. I was listening in the car. It was actually tough to listen to because, you know, Howie Rose, when you know that cynical, like, pissed off Howie when he's like, doesn't want to say that this guy sucks, but he's still kind of doing it. You know, it's he was that old. And that's another ball outside. Man, he's worked all of these counts to 3-2, just basically hammering them in his own way. And I think that's a big part of the story last night. In addition to the offense, the Braves
almost like came out when Acuna came out, boom, like they, and then he stole second, and Ray was like off to the races from there. It was almost like the Mets weren't even ready to get it going, and they kind of just took advantage of it. But that's funny right now.
You know, I don't know if the Mets will do it, but Acuna's like, he's definitely got the most demonstrative home run trot out of anybody right now.
Yeah. He's dancing around the bases.
I mean, it is. He does something after every base. Like, and I'm generally not the guy who gets annoyed by that stuff, and I'm not annoyed by this. I like the entertainment of it. I just know that that's going to piss off the wrong guy at some point.
And you know what, though? I don't know if... Like, I think it's good for the game. The guys are showing their personality. Yeah. Like, when Chisholm does the Euro step coming around the bases, I think that's awesome. Sometimes though it's like, all right, you know what I mean? Yeah,
enough.
Or allow for there to be some sort of like, all right, you want to do that? Then like if we go up, then it may get a little chippy, and that's ball. But like for me, I think sometimes, you know, let's not do cartwheels around second base. Let's tattoo a baseball and run around the base.
He actually flaps his wings.
Nah, it's insane.
He does this around first base.
Nah, it's insane.
And then he also does a Euro step too, going into third base. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
The theatrics, they're really a lot sometimes.
Yeah, as Howie said last night, the histrionics of Ronald Acuna Jr.
But hey, listen, if you're mashing baseballs and you're feeling it, you know, I'd probably do something if I'm thinking about it. Like if I go yard at Citi Field, I might do like a cartwheel or do a little spin. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know how the energy's going to be.
Of course.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And enough of the Spencer Schrellenbach, by the way.
Oh, I know.
He pitches against the Mets. Another 7 innings last night for the
shoved.
Win. Yeah. 9 of 10 for the Mets. 1-9 in their last 10 games. You've got, Frankie Montas tonight. Yeah, we know how that went with the Yankees. Perhaps a little bit better here. I know not great in the minors, but he will get the start tonight against Spencer Strider on Mets Odyssey Radio. One other thing from baseball last night, because I know we are so judge-focused, obviously, and that makes sense here in New York, and also maybe Juan Soto and Pete Alonso, but this Cal Raleigh had another home run for Seattle.
The stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball. Deep to left field. And this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. And Cal Raleigh has become the first Mariner in history to hit 10 or more home runs in 3 consecutive months.
Nuts. He's got 32 home runs. It's June 24th. That's pretty good.
Mariners and he's not a former Mets prospect.
Yeah,
which is great.
Mariners beat the Twins 11-2, 32 on the season for Raleigh. All right, a couple of other things here before we go. Gilbert Arenas was on the Dan Patrick Show. So we know how the NBA Finals went. It went, you know, 7 games. It was great theater, at least in the first half the other night. You had the injury, obviously, to Tyrese Halliburton, but Indiana maintained a lead going to the break, and then Oklahoma City ran away with it in the second half. That said, best of 7, it goes 7. Arenas was asked by Patrick about, you know, how it will be remembered. I'm probably double leading in, but whatever. Here's the clip.
10 years from now, we'll remember these NBA finals for what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. We won't. No, let's just be honest. When it comes to small market teams, we really don't remember much about them. We don't really talk about the Toronto championship.
All right, Eddie, that's good. See, I disagree with him. I think we do. I actually do think we talk about Kawhi Leonard and the shots that they made, but I do understand his point that they're not two monster organizations, but I thought nothing was a little harsh.
Yeah, but this guy's taking it to the extreme with his opinions, and he knows that's what's going to get him in this business and doing well. I mean, this is Gilbert Arenas is the same guy who said that the reason why Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't succeed is because he's built like a woman. Yeah, I believe he said he's built like a straight up bitch.
Yeah. I mean, that's just you're fishing for something. Yeah. I think we're, you know, we didn't get no Mike Breen back to Allen bangs, but like I think it was a pretty good series, and also too, one of my good friends is a Pacers fan, funny enough, and then one of my best friends growing up was a Thunder fan. This guy's really? Been in the trenches with OKC. I mean, I remember when we were at breakfast one time and KD got traded to Golden State. The guy asked him what he wanted to eat, and he just got up and left. Like, he was looking at his phone, and he just got up and walked out as if the guy thought he offended him. But no, I think I don't agree with the Arenas at all. I think for certain people, I think it's going to be a moment to remember.
Also from the NBA, the Celtics reportedly trading Jrue Holiday to the Blazers for Anfernee Simons and two second-round draft picks. We got the NBA draft coming up tomorrow night. And from the NFL, we are still weeks away, obviously, from training camp, and the season's a couple of months away. But and I know he said this before, but this was Mark Schlereth on a podcast talking about the Jets and how things went or didn't go last year. And yes, this is revisionist history at this point. But interesting when he was talking about the lack of the run game that the Jets had last season. And these comments come from a conversation he had with one Aaron Rodgers.
This scheme has zero, like, there's zero chance of that being successful. And you look at it and you're like, why in the world would you guys do it that way? And so time and time again, I kept seeing things that are like, that is just dumb. Like, why would you do that? Like, there's no way you could be successful doing that. And so I asked Aaron about it, just about the run game in general. And I said, man, this is like, it's really bad. This, and he went on this diatribe just about, you know, the dysfunction of what we're trying to accomplish and all these different things.
That actually does make sense when you think back to what we watched last year.
Yeah, I mean, is he talking about, I'm sure he's talking about more Todd Downing than Nate Hackett, because...
Probably. I didn't hear the entire interview, but just the clip in and of itself and how terrible their run game was and how much we questioned what they were doing, it makes sense.
I mean, they had bad coaches all around. I mean, they just had really bad coaching staff. Saleh was not a great head coach. Ulbrich was in over his head. Their offensive coaches were the worst, obviously, with Nate Hackett and then Downing. So it's not surprising to me.
Not at all. Next hour, we will hear from a big Mets fan who has had enough of this team. That's coming up. And I got a couple of other NFL clips along with the baseball as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.